Hey, brothers and sisters. This is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the words, the dreams, the messages, and the warnings that the Lord has given me. And today, I have two warning words, as well as a short message that I received from the Lord. For all of my new subscribers, and for those of you that haven't yet been able to check out my four forums, I have the links down below. Please check out my dream forum because there are so many people who are getting very prophetic dreams. So check that out. I also have a homeschooling forum that really never has taken off yet, but I'm hopeful and keep praying that the Lord will use that to help people if you're homeschooling. I also have a prepper forum, and if ever there is a need and a time for us to be prepping, brothers and sisters, it's now. And the last one I have is a Safe Haven Connection forum, and again, I believe that the Lord led me to start this forum for such a time as this, as He raises up different people to start doing safe havens. If you've been called to do a safe haven, please go visit that forum and put your information there. And if you're looking for, if the Lord has called you to move, then that might be a good place to start. All right, let me go ahead and get on to the meat of this video. On the 14th of December, while sleeping, I was awoken to two different words. The first one I heard was, the assignment sent against his children is strong. The assignment sent against his children is strong. And brothers and sisters, that just means that the enemy is attacking like never before his children. And that's why it's so important to not only stay close to the Lord, but to learn how to battle in the Spirit. If you go to my blog, you will see I have a tab called Spiritual Warfare, and hopefully there are some things on that page that might help you. The next word I got was, the beast rises out of the ashes. The beast rises out of the ashes. I believe this is talking about the Antichrist, and that we are going to be seeing him rise up in a very strong way now. I wish I could comment more on this, take this to the Lord through prayer. The Lord does not want us to be caught unaware. There's a lot of deception going on, but the Antichrist is rising. All right, let me go ahead now and read to you a message that I received on the 4th of December. The first part of the message was just for me, so I'm just going to read the last part that I got that I believe was for me to share. Okay, here it is. The meetings behind closed doors will prove fruitless. The wave of evil will continue to take over the land for a time, times, and half a time. This is written about in my word. Only the elect will be given the wisdom to understand. For all others, it will be a time of extreme chaos and confusion, like the days of Noah, like the days of Lot. I will take care of my own. Though they will suffer, they will find solace and comfort at my feet. My word contains the keys that will unravel the days and unlock the mysteries. My Holy Spirit will direct you there if you will only ask. Many have been told to move, but they do not because they are not sure about my voice. I am that still small voice within you that whispers to your soul, move now. If you have heard this voice, for all others, get ready to take your stand. Stand still in me. Stand firm in me. Stand up for me. You will be greatly rewarded. Fall on your knees. And then I heard the song where it says, "Hear the angel voices." I don't know which psalm that is. It's a Christmas carol. But that's what I heard. "Fall on your knees, hear the angels' voices. I will be coming a second time to set up my kingdom. Look and watch. Your Savior and the only wise King, Jesus." And then, like always, I always wait and see if I hear anything more, and I ask the Lord, and I heard one more thing. I heard this: "Do not be dismayed, for you are not alone. I comfort those who come to me." And that was the end of the message, brothers and sisters. So the Lord is saying that he's talking, I believe, about moving. I think he has told some people to move, and they haven't because they haven't been sure if they heard correctly. So if you feel that the Lord is leading you, continue to pray and seek him and ask him for open doors. Pray for open doors right now, because the Lord is moving people to get them set up for what's coming, brothers and sisters. All right, well, thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord continues to show me. I will have a transcript of this in my blog, along with corresponding scriptures. Please go check those out. The link is down below in the description box. I'm praying for all of my subscribers and all of you that are listening on a daily basis. Shalom.